is Alison Williams, ICMG Field Report LL 2672. She gave her life. That's the thing I want to say right up front. Time itself was broken. Great holes leading to who knows where, who knows when, and if they had remained open. Well, we don't have to worry about that. Not anymore. Because she gave her life to save us, and we should remember her name. We should thank her. The amazing, fearless woman who died to save the world. Jo Grant.
It's a water park. It's supposed to be fun.
Well, I know, but you read stories, don't you? People cracking their heads open, stuff like that.
You read too many stories. You know, live more, read less. So, what are we doing next month?
Paintballing.
Paintballing? You mean running around woods being shot at? Ooh, that'll bring back memories. Uh-oh. Mum's coming. I think your day off is about to be cut short. Hello, darling.
Miss Jones, Osgood. I'm sorry to interrupt your, pool party, but you're needed, I'm afraid. Both of you.
Oh?
Brilliant.
I've a plane waiting nearby, so grab your towels and I'll explain once we're in the air. Holes in time.
Oh. You're calling them that because I'm here, aren't you?
Pockets of temporal instability is the preferred term, but it always needs explaining.
How many?
Fluctuating. They open and close with alarming regularity. The highest count has been 15.
And how big?
Traversable.
Well, that's...
Quite. We're looking at a potential extinction event. The fabric of space-time...
Is something you really don't want to poke giant holes in. Because if you do, the whole thing might unravel. Look, darling, I know I'm occasionally a science ninny, but travelling with the doctor taught me quite a lot.
I can imagine.
Although, I never did quite understand how you could control time by building a, you know, a what's-a-flip out of cutlery.
Time flow analog.
Corks and forks, darling. Mad. Yeah,
if we could get back on track.
Oh, sorry, darling. Okay, where are all these holes?
On the Dorset coast, outside a small village called Witchet. Does that ring any bells?
Ah, is that the one with the nudist beach?
No. No, I ask because this isn't the first time this has happened.
Of course. The Windpit incident. Well, the files are vague, though.
Yes, they are. Exactly the same situation, exactly the same location. Unfortunately, the investigating officer rarely filed any paperwork.
Let me guess. The doctor.
The doctor.
Do you know, I saw him use an incident form once. Do you know, he folded it into a paper aeroplane just to test for a draft in the lab. So, we don't know how he solved the problem.
The only witness report we have suggests he didn't. You did.
Me? But I wasn't there.
Are you quite sure?
Holes in time in a Dorset village? Oh, darling, I'd remember that. The doctor used to go off on his own sometimes. When was this?
During your first year at UNIT.
Oh, then I was probably stuck back at HQ going through reported sightings of the Master.
You were definitely placed at the scene, but I'll admit, it's strange. According to the witness, you, well, you died.
Died?
Died? Well, I'm still here, so I think that proves them wrong, don't you?
But it could be a paradox. Temporal displacement. It's entirely possible that a divergence in your timeline resulted in memory loss and a secondary, catastrophic temporal echo of yourself.
Sorry, sweetie, do you think you should just run that by me again? In Dutch? Maybe I might understand it better. Look, isn't it more likely that your witness was wrong?
Well, this is her. Do you recognise the face?
Oh, I've never seen her in my life.
She's Alison Williams of the Intrusion Countermeasures Group, a forerunner to UNIT. She's as reliable and informed an eyewitness as we could hope for.
But I'm not dead. Am I?
A paradox.
Please, Osgood, try and calm down. I think we can safely say Joe is not a temporal echo.
Why?
Because your continued existence hasn't torn the world apart.
Oh, despite my occasional best efforts.
Yes, that's true. What a relief.
Oh, worried you were going to have to go paint boiling on your own.
Paint? Yeah, never mind. We've established a base in Witchett and we'll be there shortly. In the meantime, Osgood, can you have a think as to possible solutions?
Well, look, if there's any spare cutlery aboard, I could just whip us up a time flow thingy.
That won't be necessary, thank you. Joe, Lieutenant Wallace, I don't think you actually met last time.
Ma'am.
Do I salute? I always feel like I should salute.
Yeah, please don't.
What do the locals think of you all being camped out here?
I think they're glad to see someone's on the case. We're keeping everyone off the streets, though so far there's been no sign of trouble in the village itself.
And all the holes are here on the shoreline?
So far, yes.
Well, I need to try and judge a central position and set up my equipment there. As close as I can, but not so close that I
end up with a hole opening right on top of you.
Exactly. Not that there's any real way of predicting it. I should be able to rig something up that will buy me a little protection. A few seconds to get clear, if nothing else.
A few seconds to get clear. If the Official Secrets Act would ever allow my memoirs, that would be the title.
Best not to get any closer. There's a vortex effect. They can pull you in.
You know, it's a bit like looking at your reflection in a pond after someone's hefted a great brick in it.
If I can figure out the refractive index, I can probably compensate for it. Then we'd be able to see through to the other side.
It's already done. Someone's working from my calculations right now. You're not the only one with a PhD or two.
And you say people have fallen through. Any come back?
No, at the moment, travel seems to be only one way.
Well, maybe you can't survive it.
We've had people come through from the other side. It's getting them back through that's the problem. We've got a handful of very confused 16th century peasants currently sedated in the church hall, begging us to reverse our witchcraft and send them home.
Which we probably can't. Our priority has to be closing the holes rather than making them easier to traverse.
So what happens to them?
They go into our relocation program. This won't be the first time UNIT has had to home refugees.
Usually they're a little less human.
You've rehomed aliens?
Of course we have. At least until we can get them home again. What did you think we'd do? Shoot them all?
No, of course not.
Right, I'll get my equipment set up and we'll see about fixing this.
I'll have a couple of men help set up there.
Kate! Watch out!
Won't help either of them if we lose you too.
Why did you jump after me?
I was trying to save you.
One day, Miss Jones, you'll learn you can't save everybody.
Have you?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be snapping at you. It's just, well...
Look, we're both stuck on the other side of the time thingy, and you were feeling guilty about it.
Yes.
Foul sorcerer! Send me back!
Oh, dear. Looks like trouble!
There she goes again. Head first into danger.
Damn you! What have you done? Where's my ship, sorcerer?
You get off him!
Out of the way, Joe! A Mark 17 may prove slightly more intimidating than a piece of driftwood.
Turns out I'm a dab hand with a bit of driftwood.
Much as I appreciate your concern, ladies, I'm perfectly capable of looking after myself. If this gentleman hadn't sneaked up behind... Oh, hello, Joe. The Brigadier sent you down here after me, did he?
Doctor!
Signal boost through a sonic bridge. Program in Kate's refractive index data. I need more power over here, right now!
Mom, you two get moving with that cable!
The power bag's there, all you've got. I'm trying to be clever. And I am quite clever, aren't I? Yes, quite clever. Now, scanning the hole, digitizing image. Oh, give me a picture, you stupid monitor! Oh, there they are. They're safe. But when? Oh, hang on. With them. That's... Good grief.
Well, that could have been worse. At least we know what time period we're in.
Doctor, look at me.
Yes, Joe, just a moment. That ruffian tore my coat.
Doctor!
What is it, Joe?
My face, Doctor.
What's wrong with it? Now, I need you to call the Brigadier and find out why my backup hasn't arrived.
The Brigadier.
I can't call the Brigadier, Doctor, because... I'm not the Joe you think I am.
Really? Who are you, then?
Well, just look at me, Doctor. It's been about 40 years since I last saw you. Can't you see that I've aged?
Well, have you? I thought you just had another night on the town with Mike. 40 years, you say?
Yes.
Oh. You didn't come tumbling through the temporal instability, did you?
Yes.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. That is awkward.
Yes, it is.
Oh, forgive me, my dear. So rude. We haven't yet been introduced. Or at least, if you've met me, then I haven't yet met you. I'm the Doctor.
I know, and, well, look, we should probably be very careful about what we say.
Oh, quite, quite.
Well, surely it doesn't matter if he knows that
you... It could matter a great deal.
You're quite right, of course. Though, do bear in mind, I'm a Time Lord. I'm terribly good at not tearing causality in half, usually.
Nonetheless, I'm the commanding officer of UNIT in my time. That's all you need to know.
Fine. Do you know, I can't believe you thought I looked like I did 40 years ago.
Well, now I look properly.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Osgood, hurry up. This thing is pulling me off my feet, trying to drag me in.
As long as your harness holds, you'll be fine, Lieutenant. Promise.
And if it doesn't?
You'll get to meet the Doctor.
I already did, briefly. He asked me to find him 200 grams of sherbet lemons and a book by someone called Marjorie Allingham.
Different Doctor. You'll be fine. Just hold the booster array steady. We need to extend it as smoothly as possible.
Extending the booster now?
So you see, whatever you did didn't fix things. It's happened again.
Not quite, Joe. This is a temporal problem. It's happening everywhere, or everywhen, if you prefer.
Just as we're experiencing it in our time, and you're here, no doubt there are people on this beach all through history staring at holes appearing and wondering what to do about it.
Precisely.
Huh? Of course. I should have realised that.
You actually sound as if you follow.
Well, of course I do. It's not exactly complicated. Whatever caused this is a single event, just experienced through different time periods.
Oh, yes. I don't give you enough credit, do I?
Who does? Including me some days. So, if you can fix this now, then it'll fix it everywhere.
Hold on, that's not right. Nobody should have the frequency here.
It'll be Osgood. She's a very clever girl, you know.
Sending a radio signal across 40 years of history wouldn't just be clever, it would be phenomenal. Greyhound 1 receiving.
Hooray! I knew I could do it.
Told you.
Osgood, you really shouldn't be able to do this.
Isn't that my job description? A signal booster laced across the temporal threshold is piggybacking my signal. We probably won't have long, but I wanted to confirm you're all right.
Who is this?
It's my scientific advisor.
Hello? Hello?
Go easy on her, Doctor. She gets a little starstruck.
Hello there. Unit's scientific acumen has clearly improved over the years. How did you compensate for Blinovich distortion?
Oh, yes. Well, that was easy. All I had to do was...
There's a time and place for this discussion, and I'm afraid this isn't it.
Oh, good.
But I'm fascinated to hear how she managed it. I mean, obviously I could do it, but this young woman's clearly a genius.
A genius? No. Me?
Osgood, listen. I still need you to focus on sealing these holes. Getting us back really isn't a priority.
Stopping the temporal instability isn't a problem.
It isn't?
I was dealing with it before that ruffian attacked me. Well, I'll just get on with it, shall I? Unless you'd rather do it, Miss Osgood, was it?
Oh, no. Please do. It's fine.
Osgood, what's happening?
I think we're about to lose the signal.
I'll seal the holes, Osgood, and get your people home. You just keep everyone clear.
I second that. Osgood, just hold tight.
Yes, okay. Signal's failing.
But please be careful, darling.
I'll try.
She's gone.
Well, you heard the doctor. She should be fine.
I have every faith in her. Him too. Let's see what he's up to, shall we?
Trap one, over and out. Oh, she's gone. You caught all that?
Keep everyone away from the holes and wait. Easy enough.
Oh, no.
Something coming from one of the holes.
Temporal fallout.
What's that?
Oh, nothing good. Tell everyone to get clear.
You think they need the order, ma'am?
Fascinating. It looks like a waveform, but it's moving randomly, veering towards the cliffs.
Yeah, fascinating. Make it stop!
I'm not exactly sure how.
We can bore great holes in the cliffs. I think you need to figure out a way, and quickly.
Boring holes. Is that what it's doing? I'm not sure. It must be attracted to something. Drawn by... By what? Something extremely old? Temporal differential? Is that what this is? What's the oldest thing it might find on a Jurassic coastline?
Come on! Dinosaurs?
Pliosaur. Huge pliosaur.
Too much to hope it's a herbivore, I suppose.
Oh, of course it's not. Look at it. It's a whale with a crocodile's mouth. Get everyone back!
Fall back! Parker, get back! Cease firing! Fall back! Heavy ordnance on the double!
That should do it.
It'll seal the holes?
Certainly. Eventually.
I don't like the sound of eventually, Doctor.
Well, I'm not enamored of it either, my dear. But it's out of my control.
How long will it take?
4 or 5 hours, I'd say.
4 or 5 hours? These things could do a great deal of damage in 4 or 5 hours.
I'm not darning a sock. This is complex temporal mechanics. In order to do this safely, that's how long it will take.
Safely? So there's another option that isn't safe?
No. This is the only way. The holes are dangerous long-term, but they're not immediately life-threatening.
Unless you happen to get pulled into one.
Which is hardly fatal, as you two have already proven.
Depends where you end up.
I'm sorry, Joe. This is the only way. Please, trust me, will you?
Yes. Yes, of course.
You said you could get us back, but your TARDIS is out of action at the moment, isn't it?
Don't remind me. Still, I won't need it. There will be a point just before the holes close where you can park safely. You'll have 20 seconds or so, but that's more than long enough.
Well, that's great.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Doctor. And if there's no other viable solution, I suppose We will just have to wait.
Precisely. Though I really do need to chase my backup. Actually, as your head of unit, you can do it. There you go, my dear. My radio. I probably have a call sign, though I'd never remember it. Could you call the Brigadier and ask him where my soldiers are?
The Brigadier? Is he here?
No, he's still back at HQ. But there's a squad of men square-bashing around the village, scaring the locals.
Right. Well, who's their commanding officer?
I've no idea. Missed his name. Yates and Benton are on an assignment in Crete, so I got stuck with a new chap. Just call the Brigadier. He'll deal with it all. I need some men down here to guard this lot.
Do it, Kate. It's a perfect opportunity.
I really don't think, There, looks like you have your support.
Fall out!
Finally. Still, perfect timing, I suppose. Too late to get in my way, just in time to babysit. Excuse me while I tell them what to do.
You should have called him.
I can't. It could be dangerous.
Oh, come on, Kate. Don't start with the temporal paradoxes and all that nonsense. You don't have to tell him who you are. But at least you'd get to speak to him. And you still can. Looks like we're going to have some time to spare.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours. It's too long.
If it comes to that.
What do you mean?
Have you forgotten what your eyewitness said? Someone dies to save everyone today. Me. And the doctor was covering something up. I know him too well not to see that. There's another way. He's just not telling us what it is.
Yes, I got that impression. But he also said his current plan will work.
And I honestly trust that he means it. But who knows what might happen over the next few hours? History says it's going to be down to me. Well, I thought it had to be wrong. I mean, I wasn't here, so I didn't die. But, well, all bets are off now.
My heavy ordnance, I need it now!
If only we could herd it towards the ocean. It's so beautiful.
Damn thing's just eaten one of my men.
I know, I didn't mean to suggest. Sorry, but it's just doing what a carnival does.
Well, I'm a unit officer, and what I do is protect people from threats like that. Finally, the big guns! Walker Hammond, stop dragging your feet! ATR, down that thing! Go quickly!
Oh, I can't bear to watch this!
Oh.
That's good. What the hell just happened? It's just bones. Bones that turn to dust the minute you touch them.
The waveform hit it again, and it's as if it just aged in seconds.
And the waveform's still on the move.
Heading towards the village. Oh, no.
You've got to do something.
Yeah, I know. But get some of the men to help me with my equipment. We need to get after it.
They can keep an eye on everything for now. I suggest we decamp somewhere more pleasant while we wait. Lunch?
Sorry, my people may be in trouble, and you want to eat lunch?
There's no reason to assume they're in trouble. If they do as I say and keep clear, they'll be perfectly safe. Besides, crossing through temporal distortion may well have done your blood sugar considerable damage. Food would be helpful.
Well, is there a pub in the village?
There most certainly is. I get the impression most of the locals have barred themselves in for the duration.
I can't just walk off and have lunch.
But darling, if there's nothing you can do...
I can stay here and monitor the temporal instability.
There's simply no need. Honestly, if there were any point, I'd be doing it. But the equipment's running and there's nothing more any of us can do. The soldiers will keep the place secure, and if anything happens, not that it can, we have our radio.
We'd be 5 minutes away.
You go. Honestly, I can't. I'll stay here and keep an eye on things.
Very well. I'll see if they can make you a sandwich or something. Come on, Joe.
Are you sure you don't mind if I go?
No, of course not. Besides, you're a civilian. You can do what you like. He's your doctor. I understand. Go and spend some extra time with him.
Thank you. And Kate.
Hmm?
Think about what I said. About your dad. There's no harm. Just to hear his voice.
No harm. I'm not sure I could bear it.
At least we can hear ourselves think in here. Good of him to open the restaurant for us at lunchtime.
I don't think you gave him much choice.
Well, honestly, what sort of restaurant opens only in the evening?
One in a very quiet pub.
Quiet? They're sinking pints in there like they're expecting the end of the world.
People usually do, just before you turn up.
Yes, I do seem to spend my life bouncing from one potential apocalypse to another. Well, so do you, of course, in my time at least. How about now? Have you settled down? I see from your finger that you're married.
I'm not supposed to tell, remember?
Nonsense. A bit of gossip is fine. I promise I won't tell you. I just want to know you're all right. It's the sort of thing that's easy for me to forget sometimes, running around, getting in trouble as we do, but, well, it's a relief to see you survive my company.
I do. And yes, I'm married to a very wonderful man, and we have 7 children and 13 grandchildren.
Good grief.
Oh, it's a wonderful life. You should try it.
Yes, well, a travelling lifestyle, not one for roots, not anymore. We should take a look at the menu. They'll want our order in a minute.
He can face up to Daleks, Drashigs and Bandrills. But I think I found the one thing in the universe that really scares the Doctor.
Not at all. I love children.
I was talking about responsibility.
Ah. Oh. The specials look nice. Beef Wellington.
Beef? Isn't that funny? I'd forgotten you weren't a vegetarian.
Oh, should I be?
Well, it just doesn't quite match with my view of you. I mean, what I learned from you. You value all life. Everything is precious. Everything deserving of the right to exist.
Well, yes.
So I can't quite reconcile that with Beef Wellington. But of course, it's your choice. Oh, hello. Yes, may I have the hummity pie, please?
I think we still got some. Not much call for it. You know it's not got meat in it.
Yes, well, that's why I chose it. Oh, thank you.
Two of those, please.
Londoners. 2 veggie pies!
Doctor, you could have had the Beef Wellington.
I know. But it's good to learn from one's friends sometimes. I don't always remember that.
There's still time.
Yes. Yes, there is.
What do you think's causing that thing?
Well, maybe something has happened in one of the other time zones. Or is about to happen. Cause and effect is all over the place today. I'm just glad everyone stayed indoors.
Look, all well and good. But when that thing starts hitting houses, what's it going
to
do?
I just don't know. It was drawn to something ancient before. Where do you think the oldest place in the village is?
Well, how am I supposed to know? The church?
That sounds likely. We should head there.
One call. Maybe she's right.
Kate? Can you hear me, Kate?
Osgood? You've got it working again. It's just as well. I think I was about to do something I might regret. I'm here. How are things with you?
We've got a problem here. Something to do with the doctor's equipment. I need you to help.
He's not here at the moment. Should I fetch him?
No time. I just need you to talk me through what he's done and alter it slightly.
Are we sure that's a good idea? Osgood? What's happening, Osgood?
Quickly, please. You have to adjust the settings.
Tell me what you need me to do.
Do you miss it?
Miss what?
Well, the travelling, the excitement.
Are you kidding? That never stopped. I go all over the world, campaigning and fighting on.
Fighting what?
Well, you know, corruption, cruelty, greed. Nothing's changed. I just concentrate on our planet Earth rather than gadding about the universe.
Gadding about the universe? Well, I look forward to that. Well, I'll fly the TARDIS again soon then, will I?
Oh, yes, sorry. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that.
Don't worry. I know I won't be trapped here forever. It's good to know that when I do get my freedom again, you'll be with me.
Oh, and we'll have such fun. As well as lots of horrible near-death experiences, of course.
Wonderful. And you don't mind being stuck on this world? After having seen everything the universe has to offer?
Oh, Doctor, this world has so much to offer of its own. It's wondrous, full of incredible beauty and danger and all the experiences a girl could ever want. Well, yes. Yes, it's flawed, and yes, there are terrible, misguided people doing appalling things. But that's why there will always be people like me and Cliff. People who aren't willing to just stand by and let that happen.
I am in awe of your heart, Joe Grant. And that's coming from someone who has two.
You were right. It's here.
Please don't tell me I'm 5 minutes away from watching a brontosaurus knock a church over.
Fan out, but keep your distance. Ensure this place is clear.
There has to be some way of cancelling that thing out.
Keep back. It's getting lively again. It's aiming at the Earth. Why is it aiming at the Earth?
Oh, dear. Because there are old things buried in it?
You're not serious.
I have a feeling the long-dead residents of Witchit are about to wake up. I know what I'm doing! I hope. Osgood?
Quickly, Kate!
That sounds bad.
It's perfect.
I don't know how you can even tell with this setup. It's so far beyond anything we've got. Osgood? Osgood, something's happening. A waveform of some description. Osgood! Oh, this isn't right, it can't. Osgood, if you can still hear me, I'm turning the settings back. The doctor can take it. Stay back! Damn it!
I don't believe this. People are actually digging themselves out of the ground.
And that's just those who can manage it. The oldest ones, probably.
What do you mean?
Those whose coffins have rotted. There are probably others trapped in the dark, terrified.
It's horrible.
I know. And I don't know what to do. Ah! What would he do?
Who? Him.
The doctor always thinks of something. Well, it's usually mad, makes no sense, and shouldn't work, but... Of course. Doctor, you need to come now.
What's wrong?
I received a message from Osgood telling me that the doctor's machinery was causing problems in the future and that I had to alter the settings.
Please tell me you didn't.
I'm sorry.
What's happened? I don't believe it. It's as if...
We're getting all the weather at the same time.
Time is in chaos. Seasons shifting, all of the days crowding in and trying to happen at the same time. My dear, I think you've made things a great deal worse.
I'm sorry, it's so stupid, but I trust Osgood. When she tells me something needs to be done, I do it.
I'm beginning to change my opinion of your scientific advisor.
Osgood knows what she's doing, Doctor. If she told Kate to do this...
She called you on the radio again?
Yes.
And perhaps it wasn't her. Something tells me that there's a force behind all this. This was no freak accident, any of it.
And you think they impersonated Osgood?
I suppose that's possible.
Well, for now it hardly matters. I need to get down there and try and fix the damage.
We're right with you, Doctor.
On the contrary. You two can stay here where you may be slightly safer.
Not a chance.
Exactly. So come on. We've got time to argue about it.
Some things never change.
doing?
Building.
What's that thing going to do? It's just a collection of old junk.
You'd be surprised what you can do with junk.
It's actually working.
It is. Well, it's only the second time I've built one, so I couldn't be sure. Last time it was a bit more about the forks.
Forks?
Yeah. But it turns out you can build a time flow analogue out of most things, really.
I have no idea, and I don't care. It's gone.
Yes, but I'm afraid the occupants of the graveyard haven't. You and your men are going to have some awkward tidying up to do. No, what now? Lieutenant, something else is coming through the time vortex.
It's calming down.
Someone must be doing something useful somewhere. Maybe your advisor.
There was a waveform of some kind, but it seems to have stopped.
Temporal spillage, a side effect of the damage these breaches are causing. This calm won't last, though. Things have progressed. We need to seal the holes as soon as possible.
Oh, it all looks damaged beyond repair.
No, not really. The one thing I need is still reparable.
You can still stop this, then. I hate being this lost. I'm a scientist, reduced to a layman when dealing with this.
It's rather advanced, my dear. There's no need to be hard on yourself.
This is my fault. I'd say there's every need.
You trusted Osgood. But of course you did. I mean, nobody would blame you.
There's only one way now. I need to link the holes and then pass physically through the breach you arrived through.
That sounds too simple.
Oh, no, it's simple enough.
So why didn't you do it before?
Because passing through one of those holes while carrying this is suicide. I'll be lost in the vortex, incapable of finding my way out again.
I'll do it. It's my fault. I'm the ranking officer, there's no question.
Something tells me Alistair would never forgive me.
You know?
Why does that not surprise me?
You wouldn't tell me your name, and you were terrified of talking to him on the radio. Besides, I can see him in you.
It doesn't matter. I'm still doing it.
No.
Oh, come on, you two. We know who has to do this. History's already decided for
us. No, Joe. I won't allow it.
What do you mean?
In the future, there's an eyewitness statement. I'm supposed to die today. I give my life to save the world.
From what you told me earlier, that's something you do every day. I'm not sure the world can afford to spare you.
And what about you? Besides, we know you don't die. I've met other yous, later yous.
Temporal damage like this? My eradication from the future timelines is the least of our problems. The universe will paper over the cracks.
But all of the worlds you save, including this one, time and time again. No, Doctor, Joe's right. Your life's too precious to give away.
There's no time to argue. I need to finish the repairs. You both have a couple of minutes. I suggest, Kate, that you use yours wisely.
What do you mean?
You still have your radio, don't you?
He can't do it. I won't let him.
Neither of us will, but he's right. We can argue about it once he's repaired the device.
So, make the call.
I don't know that I can.
How many people get a chance like this, ever? If you don't take it, you'll never forgive yourself. Just tell him what's been happening and that you're the head of unit in the future.
He'll think I'm mad.
He's the brig. Mad is his job. Kate, call him. Please.
Greyhound to Trap One, are you receiving?
No access, I'm afraid, miss. For your own safety.
I think you'll find I have clearance. I'm ICMG. My pass.
She's calling him.
Hmm? Oh, good.
Oh. Well, there's a face I recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting out of her car over there. Alison Williams. Well, that's that then.
Good, good.
Have you nearly done it?
All done. Now all I need to do is...
stitch them together.
Precisely.
And you said it wasn't like darning a sock.
Well, yes, but it's a terribly big, terribly dangerous sock.
Oh, our lives, Doctor. I mean, they're just so...
exciting.
Absurd. Yes, and exciting too. So, now all you have to do is to walk through that one there. There's no other switches you need to press or anything, is there?
Why do you ask? So you can try and do it? I told you I won't allow it.
Doctor, it's my destiny.
Destiny? Puh. I never did have any time for it. You take one day at a time and do your best to make the most of each and every one.
Yes, I know that, really. You taught me that a long time ago.
I'm glad. You know, Joe, I'm not very good at being emotional sometimes, but I really am very proud of you.
Whatever I am, Doctor, I learned from you.
Nonsense. You were brilliant from the moment you arrived in my lab.
Hang on. Is that really true? I bumbled in there like a weather front and I ruined your experiment.
Well, yes, you did. And at the time, just for a while, I didn't see how lucky I was to have you. And I'm sorry for that. But you were always brilliant. The amazing Joe Grant. I don't believe I taught you anything important that you didn't already know.
Well, that's not strictly true. For example... Hi-ya! You taught me Venusian Aikido. And so much more besides. I love you, Doctor. Save the universe a few more times. Just for me.
Yes, sir. Understood. Oh, and there's one more thing. I'd just like to say, it's an honor to talk to you. I've looked up to you all my life.
Well, just doing my job, Greyhound 4, just doing my job. I understand things need to stay hush-hush, looking after the future and all that. Lord knows I'm used to the Doctor's shenanigans by now. But for what it's worth, whoever you might be, it's quite clear to me that Unit's own future is in excellent hands. Carry on. Trap one out.
All my life. Dad. Joe?
Joe? No! Joe!
Joe!
Joe, don't!
Well, it's not been a bad old life. Who am I kidding? I've had a ball! It's been the best. I'm sorry, Cliff, but I know you and the children will understand. Get Kate home, Doctor. It's been brilliant knowing you. Both of you!
No! Silly, brave, wonderful Joe!
Do something!
Don't you think I would if I could? Don't you think I would try anything?
Of course you would. I'm sorry.
It's working. They're closing. You need to get through. Now, before they've gone for good.
I feel like I'm abandoning her.
She's already gone, Kate. There's nothing either of us can do. If I'd had more time, being able to come up with a way to guide her through... But I didn't. Go. Now, or it'll be too late for you too.
Right. I'm sorry, Doctor.
Sorry. Yes. Aren't we all?
They've gone. The holds.
Hmm? Yes. They've gone. Thanks to the bravery of one amazing woman. She saved us all. The incomparable Joe Grant.
Kate?
Not fair. It should have been me. It should have been me.
So cold. Nothing outside it all. I suppose it was always going to come to something. It's probably quite beautiful here. If only at my curse.
You did it!
How are you feeling?
Oh, Kate, it was unbelievable in there. Out there, oh, whatever. I felt like I was everywhere and nowhere and... But I'm alive. All thanks to you.
Not quite.
Oh, what's this?
A letter addressed to you. I'll leave you to it.
Joe, I'd tell you to stop trying to sacrifice yourself to save the planet, but you wouldn't listen, would you? Quite right, too. I never did. If only I'd had time. That's what I kept thinking as you vanished. If only I had time. Which, of course, I did. All I needed to do was come up with a way for your clever Miss Osgood to be able to track you in the vortex and pull you free. Now, I'm not saying it was easy, but then few things really worth doing are. Suffice it to say, as you're reading this, I managed. A rather clever little gadget, if I do say so myself. I'm going to give it to your clever Miss Osgood along with this letter. I have every faith she'll know how to handle it. Forgive me for not staying to see you, but, well, I think you know enough about the Time Lords to know that I really shouldn't be doing this. I'm cheating. I so often do, but if I'm quick about it, hopefully they won't notice. Still, it has to be done. Now, even more than ever, I know that the world needs Joe Grant just as much as I always did. Try to remember to look after yourself, just as you look after everyone else. Yours, proudly, the Doctor.
How is she?
Talking to ghosts. We've both done that today.
And you? Are you all right?
Of course. Well, I will be once we get all this mess tidied up. People stranded from their own time, people long dead alive again. This is not our best day.
At least it's over now.
Is it? The Doctor seemed sure there was a guiding force behind the events of today. Someone certainly called me pretending to be you.
But why would someone want to tear time apart? What,
It doesn't make any sense. That's like shooting the ground out from underneath your own feet.
Who knows? Time will tell.
You have been listening to The Legacy of Time, The Sacrifice of Joe Grant, written by Guy Adams. The Doctor was played by Tim Treloar, Joe Jones, Katie Manning, Kate Stewart, Gemma Redgrave, Osgood, Ingrid Oliver, Lieutenant Wallace, Nicholas Briggs, Alison Williams, Karen Gledhill, Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart, John Culshaw. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.